I would say we're going to be in fire season pretty soon. Since our grasses haven't totally greened up yet, we have a higher fire danger right now than we will once our grasses green up in the next couple weeks. Once our grasses green up all the way and they start to die or dry out because of the heat in the July and August time frame, that's when our fire danger will increase again.
So Colorado's fire outlook was released last week, and the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control predicts a normal season, at least in the beginning. What does that mean?
A normal season means that we'll have an average amount of fires, so it's nothing that we have to not think about because we'll still have some fires, but we're not expecting a fire once it starts to get extremely out of control like we've seen in the past.
And the outlook says the greatest potential for wildfire is in areas on Colorado's eastern plains, southeastern Colorado, and southwest Colorado. The Roaring Fork Valley doesn't lie in any of those regions, so why should people here be prepared?
Everyone should be prepared for wildfire because you never know if it will happen this year or next year. And if you don't start making preparedness plans now, then you could be caught unaware in the future when we are experiencing a drier than normal season. It's really based on the amount of snowfall that they've seen or haven't seen in those areas that are higher concern. So you never know when it's going to happen to us.
When we do have quite a bit of snow in the high country still, our snowpack is well above average. How does that factor into the picture?
It's interesting. Snowpack is good because it obviously provides water, but it provides water to all the plant life. So in the past years where we've had less water, the grasses haven't grown as much. But now that we're having this, not abundance, but more water than we've had in the past, these grasses are going to grow much more than they have before. And that's what will can catch on fire and carry a fire very quickly. So high water can also mean more vegetation growth. So people need to be careful around their homes that they keep the grass mowed 6 inches or less in the area about 30 feet around their homes.
So that's probably something people can do right now. What other kinds of prep work can people be thinking about doing in the springtime?
Some other great stuff to do in the springtime to reduce your wildfire hazard is to move that firewood pile that you've kept next to the house all winter long. Other things to do is to keep your gutters clean. You also want to make sure that there's no grasses right at the base of the house. A lot of homes that are lost aren't actually lost by that huge flaming front that moves through the fire. It's lost by embers. And those embers are thrown off by our pinyon and juniper trees. It's almost like a snowstorm of embers, and so it's a lot of heat coming at the house in these tiny little embers. And if you have a pile of leaves right at the base of the house or under the porch, that ember could land in that pile and start to make trouble for the house.
And I've heard some of these tips before in the past. Fire officials have given out pointers, to homeowners on how to make their properties safer. Is the message any different this year? And if so, how?
The message is not any different this year. We have learned from the past large fires that we've experienced in Colorado that you need to, one, extend your defensible space zone to 100 feet of mitigation around your house, and two, you have to pay attention to where embers make trouble. And if you don't pay attention to the ember situation, you are setting yourself up for trouble. And it's very simple to deal with the ember situation by just removing the grasses and little tinder piles that collect at the base of the house. So it's very similar to the past years. But if you don't start now and you are just making more work for yourself in the future. It's kind of like with the weeds. If you have a lot of weeds on your property, if you don't, every year, if you don't cut the weeds back, they're just going to get worse and worse.
And as far as the terrain goes in the Roaring Fork Valley, are there different protective measures homeowners in the Mid Valley should take versus, say, Aspen?
The vegetation plays a huge part in mitigation measures. The pinyon and juniper and gamble oak is our predominant lower elevation vegetation, and they are extremely flammable. The aspen and cottonwood trees that you can find in the higher elevation, they are not as flammable unless there's a large understory of shrubs growing beneath them, which would basically cook the overstory of the aspen tree. So it really depends on what vegetation you're around and how dense it is.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.